Sin. The Lord said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man, the Lord of the house, who went out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard." One of the most important teachings that the heavenly doctrine gives us is that charity consists in use. There are many things in our life that are important. Our family, worship, even enjoying each other, enjoying recreation. The writing speaks of many aspects of charity. But the central aspect of charity is use. And use is an interesting thing because it isn't just a job. The story of the men, the workers in the vineyard, is similar to the story of the sons of Jacob. And we think of the sons of Jacob and how they envied Joseph, the 11th son, in the same way that those who worked for 12 hours or for 9 hours or for 6 hours or even for 3 envied those who worked only 1 hour. Now, when we know the internal sense, it makes sense that they also received a denarius, because a denarius is that those truths and goods that come in a life of heaven. So of course they also received it, because those in the 11th hour represent those who have not yet completed their state, little children who die. Who would not want them also to receive eternal life? And yet we get into states of envy. We get into states of envy for those wonderful things, these little children who can just go off and live in heaven, and yet we have to work through the heat of the day. But there's another meaning here. When we think of all the 12 sons of Israel, and we think especially of the first 10, they each represent different aspects in our life. Reuben, he means faith, believing. Believing is so important, the firstborn. And we'd like to make that the firstborn, and we believe. And yet Simeon, perhaps even more important, hearing or obedience. Judas, confessing the Lord or worship. Gad is all the good works we do, especially the benefactions of charity, helping the poor, helping those in need. Asher, thinking about eternal life. All of these sons of Israel represent important things in our life. And yet the 11th son, it says Jacob loved him the most. And yes, he loved him the most because he was a son of Rachel. And in a natural sense, that seems wrong. He should love all his children the same. And of course, the Lord loves all of us the same. And yet, why was Joseph singled out? It's because he was the son of Rachel. The other children were sons of Leah and the handmaids. Leah represents the affection of external truth, external affections, external things in life. And the handmaids represent the means by which we get there, also external things. And yet Rachel represents that affection for internal truth. And so Joseph represents something internal, something more important than all the external things we do in our life. In one sense, the writings call that use. In another, they call it charity. Because there's something more in that internal use than just all the things we do, which are very important. Even believing, even obeying, there's something more in that. The heavenly doctrine tells us that Joseph corresponds to the celestial of the spiritual. Another simple way to put that is that Joseph corresponds to doing what is true, learning what is true and doing it, the good of truth. But it's more than just obedience. It's more than just acting it out. There's charity there. There's a love for it. And inmostly it says charity is truth. And inmostly in that celestial and spiritual, there is that truth that has become alive, that firstborn of Rachel. And so it is that there was envy. Why is that thing so important? It's so hard to grasp. And it's something given to us by the Lord. And that seems so small. And in many of us, it's like those called at the 11th hour, because it seems incomplete. We don't always feel that full joy of charity in this world. And yet, there's something there. That might be called the seed of the mustard seed. It is that which will save us. Without that Joseph stayed in us, without that good that comes from truth, without that charity, which is to love to serve others, but not just for the sake of others, but because this is what the Lord wants us to do. This is good. That genuine good is something that important. And so for a while, Joseph was cast in the pit and sold into Egypt, and they were separated for a while. And the heavenly doctrine explains those 10 sons of Israel as being an external without an internal. All those things of the church, and we can think of that. Here is a church, all the people coming to church. It's a group of people, and we so often get caught up in all those different externals. What should we do here to make this work? What should we do here? We keep thinking of the externals, and yet inwardly, it's that life of charity, that genuine charity that comes from the Lord alone, the knowing what's true and doing it. But for Joseph to be united to his brothers, there needed to be the 12th son present. It's, you might say, like going and working to the 12th hour, which represents that state of fullness of good and truth in the heavenly life. We have a very interesting teaching here from the spiritual diary that shows how important that internal is, that charity. It says, charity towards a neighbor in a specific sense is to perform the employment, business, and work which belongs to one's calling, faithfully, sincerely, and justly. The reason is because this is a man's daily occupation, the very activity and delight of his life. When, therefore, a man performs this sincerely and justly, his life becomes such, thus becomes a certain charity, and in its place and degree. This may be compared to a nucleus or center. Then from this as the essential, the rest, which are called the signs, benevolences, and obligations of charity, proceed and derive their essence. For they flow from his life, which in this case is charity. And without that essence, even though he have the signs of charity, which are acts of piety and the like, though he have its benevolences, which are giving to the poor and the like, and though he have its obligations, which are such things as duties at the home and outside his home, then all of these are like a shell without a nucleus or kernel. It is different when he has that nucleus and essence already described. Moreover, such a one does good to the community and does good to the individuals in the community in their degree. Hence, from the community, there flows him a delight of life in everything necessary. And so by living what he knows is true, and this is what we do in our daily life, whether we have a job, whether we're retired, whether we're even a child, what we do every day is where charity is. It isn't in those special acts. It isn't just coming to church. It isn't just when we go out of our way to help somebody we see is in need. Yes, those are things, but they're fed by that nucleus of living our daily life the way we should, of making sure we're not doing evil things and doing the good that we're meant to do. Then the nucleus is there, sort of like Joseph. And yet there needs to be more than just Joseph. There needs to be Benjamin. We read in the Divine Providence about angelic things. And it says that, and that way can some extent be known by knowing the character of those who constitute heaven, and also by knowing that no one becomes an angel, that is, comes into heaven, unless he carries with him from the world what is angelic. And in what is angelic, there is present a knowledge of the way from walking in it, and a walking in the way through a knowledge of it. Joseph is a walking in the way through a knowledge of it. And Benjamin is a knowledge of the way from walking in it. Those truths that we now see by living them. Truth takes on a whole new meaning. That's why he's called the spiritual of the celestial, or the truth that comes from a good life. Because even though he learned those truths before and knew them and has been following them, something becomes alive by living them. And most of the time, we see this mostly in heaven. But we need to have what is angelic within us. We need to take that with us. And so it was that when Benjamin was there, then Joseph revealed himself. He wept for joy. He could not restrain himself anymore and told them that he was Joseph, their brother. And then they were all united together. That's why there was 12 sons of Israel. And that's why there was these 12 hours in the day that they worked, that the workmen worked. And we think, well, why call those in the 11th hour? In one sense, we think of little children. And we see that innocence, what is heavenly in those little children. We all need to be a little child to begin with. We all need that state, because in that state is stored up from the Lord what will become what is truly charitable in our life later. That good that comes from truth and that truth which comes from good. They sound like just words, And for us, many times in our life, we focus on the external. Those things seem like words. As a matter of fact, often when people hear the good of truth and the truth of good, they sort of make fun of it the way they were making fun of Joseph, the dreamer. They just seem like dreams up there. And yet that's the very essence, it says, the nucleus that makes up charity. And that's why it's so important to know what the Lord wants us to do and walk in the knowledge that we have. And then from walking in it, we will see how important that word is, how much we need it. And so we are all called, and all of us will arrive in the other life. The question is, will we have worked a full state to some extent? And will we have that state, the 11th hour, the state which seems incomplete, but the beginnings of true charity, when we have a love for what we're doing, a love in the use, a love in what we do every day. When we wake up, we have a day in front of us. Are we going to live it like a day in heaven, or are we going to live it like a day in the earth, or worse yet, a day in hell? We have our choice every day. And if that nucleus is there, that truth that comes from good, and that good that comes from truth, if the word is in our life, and our life is in the word, then we will receive that denarius. And we won't be envious of others. We will rejoice at all those the Lord has called to his vineyard. Amen.